Sports Breakfast is brought to you by Tab's new trio. Pick the first three in any order to win. Gamble responsibly.
Good to have your company. We've been enjoying ourselves out here at the William Inglis Easter Yearling Sales. It's spectacular. And, Laws, that opening day was phenomenal. $61 million. That's the most ever sold down in the Southern Hemisphere. It was quite phenomenal and very, very busy, both buying and selling. The Coolmore organisation, the head of sales, Tom Moore, joins us. Hey, Tom.
How you going, TK? Yeah. Thanks very much for having me.
No, thank you, mate. It's remarkable, really, what we saw yesterday. And it's on again today from 11 a.m.
Well, it's the same every year. This is where Australia's best breeders bring their best stock every year. And Inglis have compiled a great catalogue. They've got the best buyers from all over the world here. So I think everyone's pretty happy with the results from yesterday. I know we are.
Yeah. Well, TK mentioned, Tom, that you sold a few and then you bought a few as well. How many exactly?
We bought two horses yesterday. We bought a lovely Rubik colt, a half to Pirata, for $900,000 with Kieran Ma from the Kitchwin Hills draft. He's a lovely colt. And we then went and paid $640,000 for a lovely Fastnet Rock from the Crestfield draft. So she'll get every chance. Yeah. She looks an Oaks type of filly.
Yeah. And when we say the best of the best are here at these Inglis Easter Yearling Sales, that is true. How much preparation goes into each individual horse that you bring here? The planning
This is as a result of the planning of from 2 years ago when we're mapping out the matings, and then the foals come, and this is where we bring the best of the best, and they've been in preparation for this sale for the last 12 weeks. So it's a lot of effort that goes into the sale, not just the days here at Inglis.
Yeah. And do you notice a lot more interest in these sales, a lot more people sort of putting their hand up and wanting to get involved now that the prize money here in Australia is so good?
Australian racing is in a great position, and this is the best of the best. There's an appetite for quality, and that we've seen that throughout the year. The best horses are making good money, and you've seen it here yesterday and again today. If there's two people on it, then you're going to get well paid.
Yeah. I was blown away yesterday, just sitting back, and TK and I have mentioned this already this morning, just like when, there's $300,000, $400,000, and you just sort of sit there and go, oh, yeah, that's $400,000. But there's real money. There's $2.8 million, there's $2.3 million, there's $1.8 million. There's big numbers.
It is big numbers, but unlike anywhere else in the world, the best horses in Australia go through the auction ring. I think there was a stat there today that over 60% of Group 1 winners in Australia go through an auction ring, where we're compared to 30-something percent in Europe. So this is where the best horses come. The best horses go through the ring, so that's where what people want to race.
Yeah. So if you're prepared to open the purse strings, you can buy the next champion. You can buy the next Winx. Of course, Winx went through here. It bought for $240,000.
Winx, the Autumn Sun. All of those good horses. SD Jarb went through the ring here. We sold a filly like Pino here at Easter for $200,000. We sold Catchy for $220,000. They went on to win Group 1 races, and now they're some of the most valuable fillies in the world.
I want to ask you about the rivalry, because between all the big studs and even the little studs, because it's big, big business. This is your grand final, all sort of, into two big days, isn't it? But what's the rivalry like between the big studs? Like each other or not?
There's a very healthy state of co-opetition.
Co-opetition.
So we compete on the track and in the ring, but at the end of the day, we go around and sit at the bar and have a drink together or go out for a feed together. So we all enjoy other people's success, because that's what we're in it for.
Talking of success then, Tommy, how many you got parading today?
We got 24 to go through the ring today. Some very nice colts, some beautiful fillies, some very well-bred fillies, and we're expecting a good sale.
Is there one particular lot our listeners and viewers should keep an eye on today?
I like every horse in our draft equally. Lot 398 is a pretty special filly. She's a Piero filly out of... she's a half-sister to Catchy, who we sold here a few years ago. She's a beautiful filly. Very mature, fast-looking filly. I really like her, and she'll sell accordingly.
Tom, thanks so much for your time. We'll let you make those final preparations for you and your staff to those ones you've got going through the ring today, and we thank you again for your time.
Cheers, TK. Lots. Thanks for having me.